I'm Brad Locke.
I'm Gene Phelps.
I'm Blake Morgan, and this is Prep Rally,
a podcast covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. Hey there, everybody. Welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com, coming to you every Wednesday afternoon talking high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. I'm your host, Brad Locke, joined today by Blake Morgan. Blake, how you doing?
Doing well. Late night getting back from New Hope.
I bet
so.
But
I'm here for you, Brad.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate it, especially since Gene Phelps cannot make it this week. Mm-hmm. So it's just going to be Blake and I for the next few minutes covering all that's going on, and there's plenty happening. Obviously, as Blake mentioned, he was at New Hope. It's because it's division tournament week. Teams all over the state are playing division tournaments, seeking to get to the next level, which is the state tournament. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about bowling because we've got the state bowling coming up this weekend down in Jackson. We'll have athletes of the week as well, male and female athletes. So all that to pack into today's episode. Again, coming to you every Wednesday. You can find us in iTunes, in your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. And also we're on Twitter at DJournal Preps. And hey, if you're tweeting out scores or whatever, anything to do with the high school sports, use the hashtag DJ Preps, and that's a good way to kind of curate all the local high school stuff that's going on in the area. And that's certainly a hashtag that we like to use. Let's get into it, Blake. Basketball division tournaments. First, let's make sure everybody's clued in on exactly what you need to do in the division tournament to get to the state tournament. It's different depending on what class you're in, isn't it?
Yeah, right. And so in 5A and 6A, it's the top three seeds will go on to the state tournament. And then right. In the lower divisions, it's top four seeds. So in the lower divisions, if you won your Tuesday game, you will be going to the state tournament in Jackson, while teams like Saltillo and West Point will be playing Thursday for a shot of or you're not going to Jackson, you're going for the chance to go to Jackson.
Right. And
to the state tournament.
Let's start there with 2-5A. Again, that's where you were at New Hope. Saltillo's boys losing to New Hope 70-55. They split the regular season series, and this is just a four-team division.
Yeah.
Right, which is so the top three go. So they got to win the consolation game. But tell us first, Blake, what you saw there. It looks like New Hope just shot the ball really well.
Yeah, and I talked with Lauderdale last week about, you know, I was like, hey, how are you going to play it, because y'all beat New Hope down in New Hope early in the year, and then towards the end of the season they lost to New Hope at Saltillo,
right?
And just really got outplayed. And you know, I talked to Lauderdale, he said, you know, I figured out a different way to how to play them. We're gonna kind of press them with two guys right as they throw the ball in, and it just did not really work out well, as New Hope just really broke the press. And I mean, they just hit everything in that first quarter. And you know, you look up 4 or 5 minutes into the game and Saltillo's down by 10-12 points. Lauderdale's called two timeouts just trying to cool him off and get his guys settled down, and at that point it was pretty much too late. And they pretty much traded baskets and runs the rest of the way,
yeah.
And then Lauderdale pulled his, you know, cleared out his bench at the end, and that's when the lead kind of ballooned a little bit again. New Hope came out on fire and just really put Saltillo on its heels, and they just could never recover.
And so Saltillo now has to win Thursday against West Point. To advance to the state tournament, which formerly known as North State. You used to have to get out of North State to get to Jackson. Of course, they've changed that up in recent years. Mm-hmm. They've expanded the state tournament. So you got a first round, then you got a quarterfinals, which then semifinals, and then the finals. So a little bigger, different setup than what it used to be. In the other boys' game, Oxford's boys rolling along, over beating West Point by 25. And guess what? Jarkel Joyner, despite a slow start, finished with 41 points.
Yeah, I was talking with Jake Thompson from the Oxford Eagle. I was sitting next to him, and you know, we were like 7 minutes into the game. We're like, Jarkel's touched the ball like once.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he goes off and has 41 points. So that's kind of just what he does. Yeah, they looked really good. New Hope has looked really good the last few weeks, and so they're going to be playing in the championship game at
on Friday.
On Friday at New Hope, 7:30. That'll be a really good game.
Yeah.
That'll be a really good game.
It will be. And then in the girls, the championship Friday is going to be West Point against New Hope there. So those games start at 6 o'clock girls, 7:30 boys. They're in 2-5A. Let's check in on 4-3A. At it was being played at North. It's being played at North Pontotoc. Gene was out of that game, so he could have told us more about it if he were here. But we can tell you a little bit. Morville's boys beat Hatley. That was kind of the lead item there in Gene's story in the Wednesday Journal. Santo Jamerson had a nice game, had 20 points, 13 boards. Also, we had a good game from Bo Thomas, who had 16 points there for Morville. So Morville advances to the next round. With the win over Hatley, let me check the schedule here again. This is in 4-3A, and so Morville will next play on Thursday against Aberdeen. And Aberdeen's boys always tough to deal with. But so does this put Morville? If they won, so they're in.
Yes. So they'll be in the tournament next week. What they're playing for is for seeding.
Right. And Morville's had some good seasons in recent memory, making it to state a couple of times there. And in other games there in at North Pontotoc, last Tuesday night, you had Aberdeen's girls beating Nettleton handily. South Pontotoc's girls also won over Hatley. And then South Pontotoc's boys beat North Pontotoc, the host, in a close game. 60-56 was the final. So Thursday, you've got a whole set of games. Then you got the championship games and consolation games on Friday. 2-1A at West Union. Gene actually did double duty. He spent a little time there at North Pontotoc. Then he drove over to West Union and covered some games there.
He's all over the place. I think he's doing a similar thing either tomorrow or Friday.
Well, you know, Gene's been at this a long time. God bless him for taking on all of that. Anyway, he went and caught West Union's girls, and they won last night over in Division 2-1A. I've got the schedule in front of me.
It's hard to keep everything.
It
straight.
Really is. We have so many divisions around here. But in 2-1A, the West Union's girls defeated Faulkner 62-52, and O'Callie Massengill had a nice game, 30-plus points for her. So West Union's girls will turn around, and they will face Ashland on Thursday. Other results from Tuesday night in 2-1A, Blue Mountains girls winning over Myrtle. Also on the boys' side, Hickory Flat and West Union both winning, so they'll face off on Thursday. They'll not face off on Thursday. So Hickory Flat's boys will take on Ashland and DeAnthony Tipler, that group. That'll be a tough game Thursday. And West Union's boys get to take on Myrtle. So that's that'll be a tough game for them as well. All right, let's move on to some other division. Again, so many. We can't get to them all here. No. Otherwise, we'd never end this show. But some other division tournaments worth noting in 2-6A, Tupelo's boys and girls both winning. Yeah. And again, that's in 5A and 6A, the top three go. So Tupelo's boys and girls automatically now advance to the state tournament by winning in 2-6A. The boys won over Hernando 62-43. The girls beat South Panola 80-44. So Friday you'll have the consolation games, then you'll have the championship games, and in both of the championship games is Columbus versus Tupelo.
Yeah, it should be good. In the Tuesday matchups weren't totally surprising. If I was a betting man, I would have bet that they would have won. But Tupelo, both boys and girls would have won the games handily, and they did. Columbus versus Tupelo boys, to be honest, I don't know how good of a game it really should be. They've won by 17 and 20to begin the year, so you would imagine Tupelo will likely run away with that one. Now, the girls' game's the big one, I believe, as earlier in the year when Tupelo played at Columbus, as this game will be played at Columbus, Tupelo girls lost by 4. It's their only division loss of the season.
Right.
Now, they avenged the loss at Tupelo a week later and won by 11. Talked with Matt Justice, and he said, we weren't really focused when we came out of Tupelo or came out at Columbus and we lost. We came out a lot more focused in this game. Now, it was an 11-point finish for Tupelo to win that game. But I was at the game, and with 5 minutes left, Tupelo was only up by a point. And now they kind of stretched the lead out at the very end, yeah. But it was back and forth the entire game. So I really think that is a one of the marquee matchups for Friday, Tupelo versus Columbus girls at 7 o'clock.
Let's switch gears to 1-3A, the only division tournament in action on Wednesday today as we're recording this.
Gene will be there,
of course. Everybody else is getting the day off. 1-3A will not. They did have a couple of games last night, Kossuth's boys and girls both winning over Alcorn Central. And so tonight we've got, the last three state champs in girls in 3A have come from this division, mm-hmm. Belmont or Boonville. So Boonville's girls will take on Kossuth, a team that's had a decent year.
Yeah.
Could give them a little bit of trouble. That's a 4 o'clock tip. And then Belmont's girls will take on Neusite at 7. That's going to be, should be a good one.
Oh, absolutely.
As well. Two good teams there on the boys' side. It's Boonville, Kossuth, and Belmont, Neusite. Those are the semifinals. The consolation and championship games will be on Friday. So they'll play today, but not Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Just how it worked out.
Because it's at Northeast.
It is. And I think it seems like they do tonight. That. It seems like they do that every year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you got, I guess, JUCO playing possibly on Thursday.
Thursday.
So 1-3A, keep an eye on that one. And then real quick, let's look at 1-4A on Tuesday. The winners were on the girls' side were Itawamba and Corinth. On the boys' side, Pontotoc and Tishomingo County. The kid for Tishomingo, I think his name is Josh McCallman. Is that right? Or McCammon. I may be thinking of his brother because there's a McCammon that played for Tishomingo when I was covering that team a few years ago when I was covering high schools I've got it right here.
Caleb McCallum.
I believe Josh may be his older brother or somehow related. Was a good wide receiver and basketball player a few years ago. But this McCallum, he had, I think, 32 points last night against Itawamba AHS. So Thursday they'll resume in the semifinals and the championship and consolation games, of course, on Friday. You can find all these results in the updated schedule at djournal.com or in the Daily Journal, the Wednesday Journal as well. So that's kind of a look at some of the key division tournaments. We'll keep you updated on that. And next week, of course, we'll know who's moved on to the state tournament. We'll talk about that then. All right, let's talk real quick about bowling. We got the state bowling finals coming up this weekend, actually Thursday and Friday. We've got Class 2, which involves the bigger schools like Tupelo, mm-hmm. on Thursday, and then Friday, Class 1. And we've got several teams in the mix for state titles, and especially in Class 1. But let's start with Class 2 again on Thursday down in Jackson. We'll have Larry Hilliard covering that for us. Tupelo girls, they're in there as a wild card. Tupelo boys are not.
Yeah.
And they've been a regular, and they've won several state titles. But this year they did not make it to state. So a bit unusual there for them. And then you've got Starkville's boys and girls are both going to be down there competing as well. So those three teams in Class 2 from the area. Class 1, several teams on the boys' side. You got Kossuth, you got East Union, a lot of the usual suspects here. Pontotoc, New Albany, Corinth. Corinth is in as a wild card, as is Mantachie. On the girls' side, you got Kossuth, Tupelo Christian, Itawamba HS, and then the wild cards are Mantachie and East Union. So that'll be Friday for Class 1.
Yeah.
Thursday, Class 2, Friday, Class 1. Again, we'll have full coverage for you there from Jackson, so look for that. And let's close out the show, Blake. Let's wrap it up with the Athletes of the Week. We do this every week, recognizing a male and a female athlete for their accomplishments from the past week. Start with the female. Who we got there?
Kylie Massengill from West Union. She scored 31 points over in the win against Faulkner. Gene was at the game. He talked to her afterwards. She said she's playing for her career. She's a senior, and she said, if we lost tonight, my career was done.
Yeah,
so
true.
She did not want that to happen. Scored 31, including a 9-0 run when Faulkner was threatening. I think West Union at the time only had a 1-point lead. Kylie goes off. All of a sudden,
9-0 run by herself.
Yeah, by herself. So,
yeah.
Athlete of the Week. Congrats to Kylie.
And the male athlete.
Santo Jamerson, another game that Gene was at for Morville. We talked about him a little bit earlier in the podcast. 20 points, 13 rebounds. He came into the game only averaging 8 points.
Yeah, I think it was a career high, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And 20 and 13 night, which is awesome, in the 71-46 win over Hatley.
And that was big because their leading scorer on the year, Cam Lockridge, was out.
Right.
He's out with an ankle injury, so Jamerson stepped up and had his the biggest game of his career. He's a senior post player, like you said, averaging just 8 points per game. So to help Morville move on, that's it there, your Athletes of the Week. Congrats to, again, Kylie Massengill and Santo Jamerson. And that's it for this edition of Prep Rally. We'll be back next Wednesday, of course. You can listen to us a variety of ways. iTunes, your podcast apps, or at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. I'm on Twitter at Brad Locke. Blake's on there at Blake Morgan DJ. And, of course, Gene Phelps, who's not with us, is on there at Gene Phelps. Follow those guys for updates all week and beyond from the basketball postseason. Okay, we will see y'all next week. So until then, for Blake Morgan, I'm Brad Locke. You'll have a good one.